Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1580th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known as Misunderstood Adrian. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to the Block Church. What up, what up, what up? This is the place for the whosoever wills. And when I mean that literally the whosoever wills, who will hear, who will see, and who can believe that what we are trying to do, whatever it is that we're going to do, we need to do it together. So I invite the whosoever wills to join us tonight. If you know someone and you are just, you know their life, you know their story, and you see them and they're just, there's something missing. They may be that whosoever will that I am looking for tonight. So what I would do is I would invite you to invite them to get on the line. If you'd like to dial in live, the number is 319-527-6091. Again, that number is 319-527-6091. The way it works is you press 1, it signals the board. The board will then let me know that you want to speak. When I bring you in, you'll hear a beep, and that is your turn to speak. Got me? You hear the beep, and then you speak. So for tonight, you know, I always do like different, either a question, a topic, or a theme. So tonight I really want to just talk about getting under the window, finding the window. Now somebody's probably saying, what window? There's all types of windows. Everything is a window, or you could look at everything like a window. But for tonight, let's be specific about the window, because in the Bible, you do know, it says that when my church, we do something called the litany for giving. So I'm not going to get caught up in the fact that we can go word for word for the litany for giving, but it says that if you give, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough for you to receive. So in all actuality, what we're doing tonight is we're talking about how to get under the window. Now, I want to give a shout out to my mentor and my friend, Antonio T. Smith Jr., because one day we were in one of his classes as he is building millionaires, and he has this idea of bringing regular common people out of like the middle class mindset, and you can conquer the world type of a thing. And so one day in the class, he was saying something, and it stuck out to me. And it basically, he was talking about how you give and how you are always looking for, you know, somebody to bless and everything. So as long as you're doing a blessing, you can be a blessing. And then if you can be a blessing, then you can receive a blessing, that type of thing. So at the very end, he just said something like, so basically, y'all, we need to find the window. And that's when that dawned on me, and I said, oh, my gosh, I got to bring it to D-Block. So you know how that works, D-Block, because how I walk and how I do what I do is I believe God's way of saying that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you look like, no matter if you got money in your pocket or you don't, no matter whether you got name brand clothes on or you don't, whether you are white or black or brown or red or whatever color that you are, whichever day of the week that you go to church, if you go to church, whichever day you pray, if you pray, whichever conversation that you call, that you have, and however the God is and whatever the God's name is that you call him, however it is that you do whatever you do, if you can understand this, we need to figure out how to get and find the window. So tonight, I invite you to come in and join me with the Black Church as we sit and talk about how to get under the window. 319-527-6091 is this number again. And don't forget, you press the 1, you hear the beep, and then you speak. So I was doing my studying because, remember, this year in my new you for 2022, I have decided that regardless of what I hear, regardless of any word or anything that I hear, I need to be able to read the word for myself so that when I hear it or see it in real life, it can really be a tangible thing for me. Like, I'm a person that I like to be hands-on in it. So if you're giving the lesson, but you're talking about Sally in the lesson, if I can't relate to Sally that well, I might miss the lesson. So I then have to go and put me in Sally's shoes so that I can understand what it is that they're trying to say at that moment. So because of that, the way that I read the Bible sometimes comes off a little bit weird to other people, but I've realized that what's going on in my life is so paramount right now. That when I listen to other people have their conversations, I don't begin them, but when I listen to other people having their conversations, it is really hard not to want to say something of encouragement or not to speak life into a situation. And if you are out there tonight and you are a person that overhears conversations like this, or you witness this firsthand, please, I encourage you to call in tonight, because trust me, whatever it is that you might be going through, you can believe that someone is going to be out there and they can relate to what it is that you're going through. The best thing that you could ever do if you're relating to something is to hear someone else going through what you're going through, because it makes it that much more familiar. And you'd be like, oh my goodness, I thought I was the only one. Newsflash, you are not the only one. And there is nothing new under the sun. So trust me when I tell you. So as I was reading, I was actually in the book of Malachi. Now, if you know what I'm reading, is I'm reading the King James Version. I was reading, you know, regular old the Bible, you know, the B-I-B-L-E, before, you know, basic instructions before leaving Earth, the Bible. So as the Bible is split up, you have the Old Testament and you have the New Testament. So now the way that it is split up is that the Old Testament are the actual prophets. That is what God is saying. That is how people are, they speak out of turn type of thing, but this is what God told me to tell you. God told me to tell you that if you don't get this right, this is going to happen. And now what the New Testament does is the New Testament actually brings everything that the Old Testament said to life. Like, you know, how you might have heard the story in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, you live the story. That's how the Bible is split up. That's how when you the way that people talk about the Bible, the way that we discredit God so much, like we have to be able to put something in a box. So what we try to do is we try to put the Bible in one of them small boxes and act as if it's not really that important. But the truth of the matter is, regardless of whether it's the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, whatever that piece of artwork that is a piece of work that is trying to explain to you about the Creator and about how you resonate with it. You understand? So whichever one it is that you're in, you need to give reverence to it in the same way that someone else would reverence theirs. So we can't discredit books, basically, what I'm saying. So if you are still in the place of discrediting the book, then I ask you to listen and hear, so that you can start to understand that the same way that you stand in your space, someone else stands in their space, the same way I'm standing in my space. And the point of everybody's space is that we got room. There's room for everybody in this space. So get your space, find your space, and find out how you fit in the space, and then we will be able to enjoy the space. You understand? Because right now we're having a problem where we can't enjoy the space because you might be placed next to something or someone that you don't understand. So what we need to do is break down the fact that we don't understand and be okay with someone telling us something else about their stuff so that we can at least hear and understand. And then, like I said, the way you stand in your space, someone else will be able to stand in their space, and then we'll all have a space in the big place, and we'll be able to stand in the space and then watch our generation really, really evolve because of the fact that we got this space together. So I was in the book of Malachi, which is the last book of the Bible in the Old Testament. So here you go. I told you that the Old Testament is everything that they said, that God said. God sent a messenger, the Lord of armies, the Lord of heaven's army. You know, there's all different types of ways where they are describing when the word of God is being spoken, when God is speaking, when he is upset or whatever, he is coming to fix whatever the situation is. It's sent through a person. So this particular person is Malachi. And the way I think that it was relevant to today is because it says Malachi preached to nations of backsliders. Not saying that people are doing whatever, but we going to be real and be honest and look at where you are, look at your harvest, and then look at the things around you, look at the people that you're with, look at everything, and then ask yourself, am I moving towards the cross, or have I backslidden from something that I know or something or some place that I know that I should be? So in order to actually really receive this, I think we just need to know what it is. So Malachi preached to a nation of backsliders. The people, they had relapsed. As much as you want to say, even the spiritual leaders have fallen into sinful patterns. And as a result, they were suffering from the consequences of economic depression, poor crops, and attacks on foreign marauders. Now, the family life had dissolved and divorce was rampant. The people's religion or their religious lives, they were cold and empty. Now, I'm not sure what kind of land you live in, but I do know that the land that I see, it resonated with these people that Malachi was speaking to. So I realized I might give this word today. And the reason why is because God is speaking to us in a manner of, it's okay to be exactly where we are, but we need to focus on what it is that we're supposed to be focusing on right now, and let's learn how to get to the window. So I ask God to just hit every ear the way that it needs to be hit. Make the words that come out of my mouth make sense to everybody who it is for. How does it actually work? When Malachi started off, he was just basically breaking down the different situations that have been going on for generations now. This is, we've got, you know, if you are a member of the Black Church, there's one time where I talked about the fact that what ancestors used to do about how they talked about God and how they reverenced God, it was every day, all day, and everything. So then the next generation came, but they didn't want to do it as hard as the parents did, so they didn't do it as well. And then two generations from that, they basically didn't even know who God was. So we're like two generations from that now, and that's where we are. And it basically goes right to the fact that he reminds them first. You know, like this has always been, this is generations of the fact that I've always protected you. You know, if you go all the way back to Egypt and then how we walk over the river, you know, how I broke the sea and all of the different things that happened. So there's, how do I say this so that we all understand it? Okay, if you got an Uncle John, and Uncle John is monumental in your family, but Uncle John goes to jail, the only way Uncle John's story lives on is if the people that are still out and still dealing with the community and still dealing with the family continuously talk about Uncle John. Well, that's what happened in the case of how God is in our lives. Like, he wasn't as important, so therefore he wasn't spoken on. So then the question really came about, well, what is it that you really were doing? How did you really live this life? You know, there's supposed to be sacrifice. Why the sacrifices, what was happening was, instead of the good sacrifices, you know, because it says, you know, you bring a fatted calf, you bring your best to give to God. But it seemed like they had switched it and they weren't giving the best. They were actually giving crippled cattle, like, and diseased animals. So at the end of the day, it's like God saying, so how should I really treat you? Because if I treat you the way that your sacrifice is going, I mean, that's just telling you the type of life you need to really be living. But that's not what was going on. So the blessing was still coming on because of the fact that you still are coming short. You're doing things the way that you want to do them as opposed to the way that I've already set out for them to be done. You think that you're getting over on me because of the fact that you're bringing me a cow, but this cow only got 3 legs. You know, or this cow got worms. So you're not really sacrificing anything at the end of the day because it's really trash that you're giving me. So even in today's world, if you were to look at what it is that we sacrifice, or what it, and I'm not talking about money, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody right now is trying to make money. Now, I understand that money is important because money allows you to do the things that you want to do, but I believe that we are so gung-ho on money that you're missing the focus on the people. Now, if you are making the money for the people, to give to the people, about the people, then that becomes your sacrifice. That becomes what it is that you are doing. So as you are finding what it is that you are doing, how you are moving, where it is that you decided that you want to stand, that is about how you realize at least the house that you're supposed to be in. Because remember, there's a whole lot of places, there's a whole lot of things, and there's a whole lot of people. But if God said that he's going to open up a window, then guess what? That says that there's room for everyone to do it. So remind you, get into your space. How do I get into my space, Adrian? You got to understand that where my space is probably not your space. And you got to be honest with yourself. Now, am I the person that's going to tell you where your space is? No. But that's how you get, that's when you commune with God. That's what you find out about how you tick. What makes you who you are is where your window is going to be. That's the house that you're in. So if you're a person that wakes up every day and crime bothers you, you know, the fact that crime is just running up in numbers and there's no tomorrow, there's no end of it, whatever the case may be, if there's no end of it and that's where you think that that's your thing, then you get into the house of crime. You want to find out exactly what's your niche in it. How can you become something different? When you find the niche in it, then in the niche in it, that's where you see your window. Now, the reason why I say that you see your window in the niche is because you would be willing to give when you are loving and enjoying what you're doing. I know that if you are a person that doesn't like to do something, or if you're anything like me, if I don't really want to do something, it's harder for me to grasp what it is I got to do. It takes me longer to understand, and I want to make sure that I have all of what you're saying, because I'm believing in something different. So there's a lot that goes on with it. But what I realized is that even in all of that that be going on, God is waiting for us to answer the call. Like, God is waiting for us to say, okay, I can help you. Like, I know how, I don't know about where you are, but I know that in the area where I live in, you can go to like a gas station, but it has like a store inside of it, like a Wawa or like a Royal Farm or like a Sheet or, you know, something like that. So I know that there's people that stand outside the door. So now if there's a person standing out the door and they're asking you for change or whatever, it then becomes your opportunity to do something, you know, to show up in that person's life. Now, I know I probably just turned somebody the wrong way, but this is the Blood Church, and we keep it all the way real. And at the end of the day, if you believe that somebody just asked you for something, you really don't have too much more to do about what they do with it. It's only about you giving it. And for somebody out there that doesn't give it because of what you think that they're going to do with it, you're wrong. And that is how you block your blessings. So when your blessings are coming or when God is trying to bless you, it might get blocked because somebody might have a thought like you just had a thought instead of just giving up a dollar or giving up a quarter. So sometimes you want to be aware of how and what you give off because God could be just testing you to see if you are ready to receive a blessing, but you got to be willing to give a blessing in order to receive this blessing. Remember, you got to give the blessing in order to really, truly receive the blessing. So in Malachi, the way that it went out, like he really broke it down, and then he even broke down the purpose of the covenant with the Levites, like why it was so important that this was to be done. Like, and they didn't lie on their chest. They walked with me in living good and righteous lives, and they turned many from their lives of sin. So these are people that one time were walking in good with, you know, with the Lord, and then turned to sin. Well, the one thing I can say, I mean, I don't know how accurate this is. Chappie's on the line, and she might be able to come and finesse this or make this make sense. But there was always sin. There was always sin. So regardless of what you thought you were doing and living in your life, there was always going to be the sin. That was what the whole sacrifice was for, because at the end of the day, there was no way of getting around the fact that there was going to be sin. So for someone that is listening, you know, when you understand all of the story and then you understand exactly what Christ was about and why in Malachi it's actually stated in there to let you know that this is going to happen again, but he's coming talking, you know, he's coming walking, he's coming to show you everything that you slept on before. You know how they say you slept on me? Basically, they slept on God. They slept on him and didn't think that he would do what he did the way that he did it, but he did it even better because he came as a baby. You understand? So at the end, like, you can't tell me, well, you can't tell God about how it was when you were 3 and 4 as if he was not there, because he did a stint of 3 and 4 as well. Do you understand? Like, so all of the things that we've walked, all of the things that we've experienced, all of the things that we deal with in life, they end up becoming someone else's story. So the purpose of you doing what you're doing or being in the situation that you're in is so that you can compile all of the good things about what's going on in your life so that you can make it better for someone else or better for the next person. That's why you got to focus on getting under the window. And the reason why you get under the particular window is because that says that you're missing your blessing, because you're not giving in the place where you should be in the house. So you've got to first find the house. How do you find the house? There's a lot of different ways that you find the house. But right now in 2020, I'd say that you go off of the conversations that you have with God and you allow him to order your steps. When things don't feel right, you speak on the fact that they don't feel right. Because remember, the devil hears your prayers. Simple as that. Like, give him all the credit that he's supposed to have. Just know that he won't win. There's a difference when you're dealing with the devil. Like, we can run from him, but that would be false. That would be false information. Don't run from him. Understand that he's going to be there, but understand that you run him so he can't have you right now. Sit down. Maybe later, but right now, I got something to do, and it's all about finding my window. Why? Because the more that I get positioned under my window and I start doing what it is that God is actually calling me to do, when the windows of heaven open up, I'm getting that blessing. Now, a lot of us are out here trying to get a whole lot of blessings, like, you know, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want that. The situation really comes in where it says that I pour you out a blessing. So now you got to make yourself, you got to actually stop spreading yourself here, there, and everywhere, because at the end of the day, the blessing ain't coming until you get under the window, and that's the blessing that you're going to get. And once you get it, then you now have to do something with it. How many of us wish that we had a blessing that we didn't know what to do with? I'm still trying to get my blessing, child. Shoot, I'm waiting on my blessing. So I don't know what to do with it. But how many of us are waiting on this blessing? And as long as you're waiting on the blessing, you know all of the things that you're going to do with it when you get the blessing. You know, oh, my God, when I get this blessing, when I do this, I'm going to get this. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to work anymore. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to pay that. I'm going to do this. And then God forbid you do get it. You don't do none of them things. Until we check that spirit, we're blocking ourselves from our own windows. So tonight, the focus really was about getting under the window. Position yourself to the place where you will be in your best place so that when it does start pouring, well, it does say that you're going to pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. So wherever you are, understand that that's going to be an overflow of blessings. Not only is it going to be an overflow of blessings, but it's what they say, press down, shake it together, and runneth over. Right? All the different ways of letting you know that God got you. And all you got to do is get in the position, be where you're supposed to be. And because of the fact that he is pleased about what it is that you are doing, he will then open that window so that he will pour you out that blessing that there won't be room enough to receive. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pause and see if we have any callers, because if we have any callers or anyone to comment, I would like you to come on in, press 1, tell us where you're calling from, and if you have a question, comment, concern, bring it forth now. Let the enemy know he can't have you right now, or tell us about your blessing. Tell us about what God did. Tell us where your window is and how you found it. I invite you to call in or press 1, 319-527-6091 is the number. Again, if they are out there, y'all, and I'm not moving fast enough, just let me know, interrupt me, or say something so that I know. Because what we don't want to happen is that in the process of you trying to get through or whatever, I mess up and don't have a place for you to say what it is. Then I need you to go to Purpose Kingdom Network or PKN Radio or even my Adrian Allen Facebook page. However, whichever way you need to get your comment out, please get the comment out, because what we need to do is start speaking more about what it is that we do as not the blessing to receive a blessing, But because you do know if you're out there doing anything for anybody and you're taking it back or you're running the list down of all the things that you did it for the wrong reason. Let me say that again for somebody. If you are doing things for people and what you do is keep a track record of the things that you have done so that when the people don't do what it is that you believe that they should do, you then either start to take back what you gave or you go back and tell everyone all the things that you did because you was doing this and you was doing that and you were doing this. You should have never done it in the first place because you really weren't doing it because of the love in your heart. You were doing it for other reasons. And if you're doing anything out there with malice or you're doing anything out there with your personal intentions of trying to get through or over and it doesn't have much to do with God, then more than likely that is not going to be a window that is going to open for you, but something else is going to happen. Now, if you know anything about being a blessing, if you know anything about being a blessing, then you know what it means to receive a blessing. Speak to the person that is out here and that is out there and is trying to understand why they're going through the things that they're going through. The reason you're going through the things that you're going through is because God needs you to understand what it looks like for that to happen, because later in your life, you will meet a person that is going through exactly what you're going through. But if you had not gone through what you've gone through, you wouldn't be able to learn enough from it to actually give that information to somebody else so that it makes their situation a little lighter. Yeah, I said it. Somebody said, what? You mean to tell me that I'm going through this because of this, and I'm going through this because of the late? Yeah, and guess what? The people that you're going through it for, you probably don't even like them. The people that you're going, the people that you're really going through it for, they're the people that you can't stand. You say different things under your breath about those types of people. That's where your window is. That's the funniest part, because understand that what the enemy doesn't want you to do is do whatever it is that God is saying to do. So we all have a plan. We all have a purpose. The difference is we have the choice to do it or not. And because of the fact that we have the choice, it's funner, if that's a word. Look, if that's a word, you get more enjoyment out of doing it because why? You know that. Tell a kid they can't do it, and then the kid, you turn around, and then the kid wants to do it. Why do I want to do it? Because you just told me that I couldn't do it. If you didn't want me to do it, you should have never said anything. I wouldn't even be thinking about it. But we don't want to treat the enemy just that real, because if you let him be that real, then you have the ability to, like I said, tell him to sit down. Not right now. It's not devastating when he shows up, because you know that he's there because God is there. And if he's there, God is there. So then the question is, whose team are you on? The way I look at it is he will never win. He will never win the fight. He will never win the battle. So at the end of the day, if it comes down to me talking about you or blessing you, I got to bless you, because at the end of the day, I ain't giving him no point. He doesn't get the point out of me anymore. But it was something that I had to learn. So that's what I'm saying. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever situation that you're in right now, God is the best. This is the best day of your life. Why? Because nothing really lasts forever. That's a lot of times what we do. Because if we focus on what we see, we'll never be able to get out of it. Because all we do is we're talking about the situation, and then because we're talking about the situation, then we end up living the situation, because where our mind is, our bodies will follow. So we have to get out of it in our mind first, which is why I say when you focus on the house that you're in, if you focus on the house that you're in, then you realize that when you get into the house, you can get keener and keener and keener on the things that you would like to do, on the things that God has called you to do. And before you know it, you're standing under the window. And in standing under this window, that is when you will receive the blessing. And beyond the blessing, you'll be able to be a blessing. And when you be a blessing, then you are able to receive blessing. And it really is a cycle. And so what you need to do is find the window. If you're not under the window, you're basically just missing your blessing. Now, what does that mean? Okay. Years back, there's a show called Learn How to Wait in the Hallway. Waiting in the hallway is important because you know how when they say one door closes, another one opens. But it doesn't always happen to the point where when the one door closes, the other door automatically opens. You might have to learn how to wait in the hallway. So then the question is, what are you doing in the hallway? Are you sitting there waiting and doing absolutely nothing, just waiting for this door to open? So that when you walk in it, you're still not prepared because you're in the same situation you were when you walked out of the last door. Or are you literally learning something new about yourself? Are you learning a new craft? Are you trying to do something different? You're trying to understand business better, or you know, whatever it is that you're learning how to do, you're learning how to do it in this place where you're not really moving. But because of the fact that you're not really moving, you're still being provided for. You're still, everything is still good. You're not missing much, but you're not moving. So because you're not moving, instead of focus on the fact that you're not moving, and you focus on the fact that you're waiting in this hallway so that when the door does open, you will be prepared to walk through it. You will be ready, and you will be equipped to do everything that it is that God is calling you to do. But you gotta wait until that door opens. So today, instead of saying wait in the hallway, I'm telling you that we got to learn how to get under the window. And once you realize that you are under the window, he will pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room, that there will not be room enough to receive. And so many people are out here looking for thousands and thousands of blessings. And you might be missing the window. Because understand that it might look like it's going to be great. It might sound like it's going to be great. It might even feel like it's going to be great. But if it is not the window, you will not receive, not the way that God has intended for you to receive. But someone is asking, how would I even know about a window? In 2020 and 2022, it's really, it's like a, I don't even want to call it taboo, but it gets taboo when you talk about Christ. And it shouldn't be taboo at all, because at the end of the day, when you're in a wrong situation, or you're standing in the wrong house, or you're not under the window, you still have opportunities to get back up. You still have opportunities to fix it. You still have opportunities to do it over. Like every day you get a new opportunity. That's why it says mercies are renewed every morning. A lot of times we don't live in that every morning mercy. And if we lived in the every morning mercy, we could really, really resonate with Christ. Because as he died, it wasn't in the death that we find power, but in the resurrection and the getting up. And if we focus more on the getting up as opposed to the down or why we're down, then before you know it, you are positioning yourself under a window. Why? Because you're pushing someone else to do something better than you did from the life that you did live. So if you're out there and you've never, ever asked God to come into your life, like you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, then
what I do is I'm inviting you to join, basically I call it a march, but, you know, join the team. Get in line with people that have our future in mind. Get in line with people that are looking for their own windows so that when their blessings start to pour out, they can then be a blessing to you. And so you can then be a blessing to the next person. And then the next person can be a blessing to the next person. And so on and go forth like that. Like, let's all become the blessings. That way we're living in a certain pocket that God has provided for all of us to have. That's what Christ does. This is what the opportunity of having a relationship with Christ will give to you, the ability to see someone the way that God sees you, in love, in light. So we do something, it's called the Call of Salvation. And the reason why they do that is because each and every day we might fall short. The difference is, in our falling short, we ask God to come into our lives so that it does even the playing field. It does make you equal to the next. But what it doesn't do is make you diligently walk upright in the world. A lot of people that I know that are believers, they rest really strong in the sacrifice, because they know they sinning. They know they raggedy. They know they all types of whatever. And because they know that they're all types of whatever, they have actually justified the all types of whatever that they are, so that they just say, oh, well, that's what Christ is about. Yeah, well, no, you're wrong. Because at the end of the day, now you're not even the example of, like I said, an example of someone doing it better after you. Like, that's what life's about. You know, you live your life for the expression of the example of the next generation. What did you do is going to be said by the next generation. The question really is the next generation even going to know you? Not if you didn't get under a window. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you get under the window, then there will be a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive, which says that it won't just affect you, but it's going to affect generations and generations and generations to come. Now, mind you, there's not one person that doesn't get a window. The difference is, how do you get under it? So if you are out there and you don't have a personal relationship with God, I ask you to repeat after me. Father God, fix my life. Change my thoughts. Change my patterns. Change my heart. I believe in what you did. I believe in your son. I believe in the sacrifice. And I thank God that he rose from the dead, taking power away from death, taking power away from sin, and allowing me the opportunity to live life. Amen. Now, if you said something like that or something close to that, then what they say is then you need to go and tell somebody. If you can't tell somebody, you know, you call us, whatever. You can 319-527-6091 is the number. If you have told someone, you know, if you haven't told anyone yet, come on, please. You got some time to come on in and tell it to us if you would like to. It looks like I do have a caller. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in the caller, but then we're going to turn it over for the announcement. So caller, are you there? Are you there, caller? If you hear the beep, it's your turn to speak.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Welcome to D-Block. What up?
How you doing? This is Anissa, calling from the 215 North Philadelphia area, a.k.a. North Philly.
All right, Philly, where I am from. I love it. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing good. And it's just like, I don't know, it's like deja vu or what it is, but it's like ever since I reconnected with you, like everything, like you became my second mom. Like, I don't want to go into details and everything, but when I look at you, like, not to say that it changed me, but the whole situation changed myself since September. It's like a 360. I once was a 180. Now I'm a whole 360. My grandma always say every action doesn't deserve a reaction. So it's like now I sit back and I look at things or I play out scenarios like as if I'm on a TV show. If that makes any sense. Like I see like. Mm-hmm. Do this. Okay, so like, you know, you got the angel on your right shoulder and your left shoulder is the devil. So it's like I see my actions and my reaction doing something that is not even called for at the end of the day instead of just taking it back and taking a look at the situation and breathing. And
right.
I was like,
exactly.
I'm finding my space as I'm 29 years old, and it's like I don't have a lot, but I know I have my worth, and I know in my mindset, like no one cannot make me do something that I don't want to do or make me get out of character. So when you saying
right.
about finding a window, I feel as though like this year is like me finding my window because I'll be 30 in December. I don't have no kids, so I'm working. My parents think that I'm going to be nothing. I'm going to end up being someone who they portray me to be. Every time they see me, they think that I'm supposed to be this loud out person, but I'm like, I'm at the age now that I'm not young no more. Like, I don't even like being around loud people because I feel as though, like, when people being loud, they draw attention to themselves. You don't need attention every time. Just like when you said, finding your face and your space in your niche of finding your window, it's like I don't need to be seen. If I'm coming into a room and being respectful and well mannered, people will come to me regardless,
mm-hmm.
even with a mask on during COVID. Like I have people that notice me and see me. Like, oh, you okay? How's everything? A stranger. But I don't even have my bloodline calling me or reaching out to me, and it hurts when you think that you're trying to be the bigger person, but it always being like someone always trying to flip the script. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Oh, they always will try to flip the script, especially when you're trying to do it different, when you're trying to do it right.
Right.
There's a thing about. There's a thing about what happens when you decide that you want to do it different. All hell breaks loose. All
mm-hmm.
people, the people that you thought were the closest to you, they become the worst people to be around. They are
right.
the people that are discouraging you as opposed to giving you the power to move forward. And all you can do in that is gain power because you need to know that is exactly what God wants you. Because why look for anybody else? Why bank on anybody else? You said something.
Exactly.
You said before you react, you breathe. And we all get an opportunity to breathe. That's the blessing. We all get to breathe. But she said something
mm-hmm.
that was very important. And I don't know if anybody heard it. But she said something about the mindset. And what happens is when we see ourselves in a different place, and we see
mm-hmm.
ourselves doing something different
mm-hmm.
than our mindset. It's not so
right.
much the position, but it is your position changes because you go higher. And then going higher, it gives you the opportunity to actually overlook a situation. Like you said,
yes.
it's like watching a movie as opposed to being in the movie.
Right.
And popping off because you didn't
right.
see all the situation. But because of the position of how you are changing, you're allowing yourself to see it from above. And
right.
When you see it from above, even if it is a situation that is coming towards you, or even if it's a situation that is affecting you, it is not touching you, the person. So it's like I don't have to lash out and hurt you,
right?
Because you're not really hurting me.
Kill them with kindness.
Thank you, child. You understand. Look, I appreciate you for calling. Thank you so much for your support. And keep it up,
yes.
Too, because I heard you said your birthday's in December. So now that
yes.
means D-Block Church going to want to know. We're going to know,
yes.
we gonna want to know how it is, if you're having a 30 bash. We need to know. Let us know, because we'd like to see that. Because trust me, when I tell y'all, this thing is not only for her, not only for me, not only
mm-hmm.
for you, it's everybody. And when we all find our space, we'll all be able to invite someone to the place and have no shade. Because
no
at
shade,
the end
no
of the
judgment,
day,
no nothing.
Right. Like you went through what
Come
you're going
you
through, I'm going through what I'm going through. And then at the end of the day, life is too hard for us
yes.
to, it's really bad by itself. You know,
right.
I say together we stand, divided we fall. Because
yes.
the longer you are by yourself, the longer you are the only one processing it, the longer
exactly.
you're trying to do it on your own way, harder and harder and harder. Life is supposed
right.
to be lived, and it's supposed to be enjoyed. Look, it's
That's
supposed to be
say,
enjoyed.
Let go and let God and love one another.
I like that. Let go. Let God and love one another. I thank you so
yes.
much for your call. Who's out there doing them announcements?
I love y'all.
Love you.
All right, real quickly, I'm here to do the announcements. And just so that everybody knows, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling us for tonight's show, no matter where you're calling from, whether you're listening on phone or online. We really appreciate your listenership, and we thank you for sharing with everyone, including your friends and family members. And we just thank you so much for doing so. Okay, so you can contact us at any time at Purpose Kingdom Network at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can just let us know how you're doing, send your praise report, or you can just simply just say hi, and we simply appreciate that. And we are broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And also on that same website, you can go and listen to any of our past shows. You can hear that show in its entirety, and that's your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that support us and share with your friends and family members. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And also, we have our own radio network, pknradio.com, where you can go ahead and you can just hear content from us 24 hours, basically music and some of our rebroadcasts. Also, we're on radioco.com, where you can hear the previous night's show on radioco.com. And also, you know, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you hear our next ministry that we're broadcasting, which is going to be on Monday at 8:30, and it's going to be for Real Ministry, hosted by Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox. And, so we're going to be taking a couple of days break, but also don't forget that we have our various media outlets where you can hear our PAKN content. And don't forget, if you have an iPhone, you can hit that purple icon, and where you can hear or like us there, and you can hear some of our previous broadcasts there also. And once again, with that being said, that's the end of the announcements. And Sister Adrian, I'm just going to turn the program back over into your hands.
Well, we thank you so much, Papa. And
what I would say to everyone out there listening, you got to find your window. But you also got to check the things that you're doing, because our own stuff can be blocking the window. What do you mean by that, Adrian? I mean, if you were to ever go into the book of Malachi and read about all of the things, I mean, because he listens out like, no, this is what you're doing. Like, God knows the vows that you said with your wife, but yet you're sleeping around with this girl and that girl, and then she's still in the house. So because she's still in the house, you know, nothing is going to ever be manifested in good in this. And that's in the Bible. But I know that in real life, people are really dealing with real stuff to the point where this man got 3-4 wives or 3-4 girlfriends or whatever. The question really is, if you got 3 or 4 girlfriends, where is the window? Are you really focused enough on a place where you're in a space so that you can be able to receive this blessing? Or are you still sharing the space with somebody else? You know, there's a moment in there where we have to realize what it is that we're doing and realize that what we're doing may have an ill effect on our future and our generation's future. That's where we need to start. The things that we work out together, I believe, will come and fall right together when I fix me, when you fix you. And I'm not saying fix it to the point where it needs to be changed. God changes it. What we need to do is in our mind, our mindsets need to change, because you need to want to not do it. It's not about sinless, like to be sinless, but it is literally to sin less. Like, you don't want to do the things that you used to do before. You just heard our caller say it. When she was younger, there was a way that she did what she did. Now she's getting older. And as she's getting older, she sees the difference. So therefore, she doesn't have to react the way that she always reacted before. And what we need to do as people is give people an opportunity to come back from where they've been. If anybody was to look at me years ago and then still treat me today like they did years ago, the only thing I could say to them is respect my altar. Because if I put it on my altar, if I put it on the altar and I gave it to God, well, the one thing that I didn't do was pick it back up. Because even in Malachi, it talks about the way that we pray, the way that we're asking for God. It says that you ask and you shall receive it. So if that's the case, why sound like we begging? Why does it sound like we're in bad situations? Why are we begging? Please, please, and tell God, please, and why is it like this? When I hear people pray like that, it makes me actually stop, open my eyes, and look up like, you good? You know, because God is in the blessing business. So if we already understand that God is in the blessing business, it's time for us to align ourselves under our windows so that we can start to receive these blessings. But like I said, you're not going to get the blessing until you are the blessing. So yes, that means you should wake up every morning wanting to be a blessing. Now, if I pissed you off just then, you need to check your entire spirit. And I'm going to be honest, because I know this is D-Block Church, so we got everybody coming, and you, whosoever will, you have the ability to feel like that every once in a while. But you can't let your who you think that you are block your blessing. If you didn't hear it one time, twice, three times, there's always a charm. You got to focus on getting under your window. And if you get under the window, God says he will pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. And lastly, the litany always says, and what kind of giver does God love? And I love it when the kids say, God loves a cheerful giver. So rest in your cheer and understand that there's a purpose of why that opportunity just came across you for that day. Be a blessing so that you can also receive a blessing. Until 2 weeks, have a good one.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.